In today's Words and Their Stories, we will talk about words from the health crisis that affects all of us this year. Gwendolyn Nichols is with Cambridge Dictionary. She said the words that people search for reveal not just what is happening in the world, but what matters most to them in relation to those events. The events of this year have sent people to search for words like coronavirus and COVID-19. It also brought words that we rarely used in the recent past, such as quarantine, lockdown, and pandemic. So what did Cambridge Dictionary choose as the 2020 word of the year? The answer is quarantine. Cambridge said searches for the word increased in March when many countries went into lockdown to stop the spread of the new coronavirus. The word has also taken on a new meaning, and Cambridge has since added to its definition. It now says quarantine is a general period of time in which people are not allowed to leave their homes or travel freely so that they do not catch or spread a disease. Collins Dictionary, another British publisher, chose lockdown for its word of the year. It said the word represents a uniting experience for people across the world. The publisher noted that lockdown was originally a word connected to prison life. When prisoners riot or cause other trouble, guards will lock them inside their cells to help return order to the prison. In 2020, Collins said under lockdown, normal public life is suspended, and we see few people and fewer places. The meaning of the word has changed in people's mind. Lockdown is now a public health measure. On March 11th, the World Health Organization declared the coronavirus crisis a pandemic. At a news conference that day, the World Health Organization's Director General said, "Pandemic is not a word to use lightly or carelessly." The Merriam-Webster Learner's Dictionary says pandemic is an event in which a disease spreads very quickly and affects a large number of people over a wide area or throughout the world. Both Oxford and Collins said pandemic received consideration as their word of the year. The Oxford Dictionary, however, did not select pandemic or any single word as its word of the year. Oxford Dictionary officials said 2020 is not a year that could be described in a single word. So, it decided to look at words as they changed throughout the year in a Words of an Unprecedented Year report. It was bushfire in January when more than 200 fires were burning across Australia. In February, everyone was talking about the impeachment of U.S. President Donald Trump. The month of March brought coronavirus, followed by COVID-19. Then came lockdown, social distancing, reopening, hand sanitizer, coverings, and super spreader. In June was the month for Black Lives Matter after American police killed Black citizen George Floyd in late May. Mail-in saw increased usage in August as Americans looked for ways to vote safely during the pandemic. In 2019, Merriam-Webster chose they as its word of the year. The word they has no gender and can be used in place of he or she. The American Dictionary publisher has yet to choose its word of the year for 2020. However, the online betting website Sportsbook Review says the word COVID-19 is the heavy favorite to become Webster's word of the year. And that's Words and Their Stories. I'm Gregory Stockel.